Good morning, everybody. We are so glad you've joined us on this Thanksgiving weekend. We pray that even though it's been a crazy season and we couldn't even have Thanksgiving the way we normally do, man, what else are they going to do to us? I'm thankful that we can trust God and know that He's got His hand in our life. He's moving us forward. Yeah. And we're going to be able to accomplish all that God has for all of us. And so, as you can see, we're joined today with our very dear friends, Casey and Wendy Tree. So we're going to talk about relationships and the power of them and how really it's a gift from God.
So we are thankful for our friends. And hopefully you guys have had, like Pastor Jeff said, an incredible Thanksgiving weekend with whoever you were able to gather with. But we really do want to talk about this whole idea of friendship and how in this season of a lot of isolation and a lot of unknown things, at least we have the ability to be really intentional in our relationships. And so we've had a great time over the years with Casey and Wendy. They're very good friends, good ministry friends, good life friends. And we just want to talk about how can all of us in this season really intentionally pour into our relationships. So we're going to talk about the B's, right?
The B's. I'm going to give you several B's. I don't know how many we're going to get to, so I can't tell you. It'll be four B's because, you know, if we only get to three of them, I'll get notes. Where's number four? So we'll just talk about the B's we can get to. But first of all is this, that just a reminder, in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18, God said this when He created man. He said, it's not good that man should be alone. I find that so interesting because when you think about the Lord and His plan for our life and the fact that He made us, and He could have made us any way He wanted to, but He specifically made us where, even though He's the God who's more than enough, He made us with a component where we need relationships here on earth. Mm-hmm. We need relationships with each other. And so that's really what we want to focus on, is how can we then take that and use our faith to have great life-giving, life-affirming relationships. So first of all, let's be intentional. So you want to talk about intentionality?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so listen, before we get too far into this, Wendy and Casey, welcome. Say hello to the VFC family.
Great to be with you in Michigan or wherever you happen to be.
Right. We're excited to talk about friendship too because, and the word intentional, I think, is a key to really have what God wants you to have in your life because it, sometimes I think people think, oh, it'll just happen.
Right.
But it doesn't. Well, personally for me, it hasn't just happened. It has been intentional, and it has been because I have pursued it, and I've done it God's way to have what God wants me to have in life. So it's fun to talk about something that I feel extremely passionate about, too, and that I've had ups and downs in. So I think these are going to be some good conversation.
Mm-hmm. Good. Awesome. Well, you girls have been intentional in your relationship. So talk a little bit about how you've done that, how you've been able to maintain a friendship across the country.
Well, okay, with friendship, you know, in when your kids are in school or you're in a student in college, it's easy to make friends. But when you're in other seasons, it's tougher. Some of you, your kids are out of the house or you're in a new city, and like, how do you make friends? What happened with Wendy and I think this is so cool and hopefully encourages you guys. We were just at an event together. We happened to meet in a back room. But, you know, you have your friendship antennas up all the time, it seems like. And as we got to talking, we just clicked. Mm-hmm. You kind of look for clickage. And who do you just click with, right?
Is that a word?
And
that's
we talked for like an hour, at least.
Every time we would see each other, we intentionally kind of went to each other. And we were total strangers.
Right. I mean, I knew of her, but we've never met.
Nope.
And we just had clickage. And I want to encourage you, keep your friendship radar on to look for the clickage. And then when you find it, be intentional.
Right.
And follow it. And we did a lot of things after that first meeting.
Right.
To FaceTime or to, you know, text or something. Mm-hmm. So,
well, to intentionally build, especially in different seasons of your life, some people kind of think, well, I've had my best friend since I was in kindergarten. Well, that didn't work for my life because I've always moved when I was a kid. So I didn't have any history like that. I didn't have cousins. I didn't have the things that people rely on to say, well, I've had these friends forever. And I'm like, well, that didn't work for my life. But I did learn that that God will open doors of new friends all my life. If, like you said, you keep the antenna up, no matter what age, no matter what season, no matter what you're going through, that God will bring in people into your life because He doesn't want us to live alone.
Right.
So, man, with you, I just intentionally just, once we were separated from, we weren't in the same location, then we really had to be intentional and figure out other ways to continue that warmth of friendship, that conversation of friendship. You can't just, you have to on purpose put it together.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I like about Casey is I've met a lot of people over the years who know him. And one of the common things they say is, oh, Casey treats a friend of mine. And I think, how can he have this many friends? He's like everywhere, and everybody's his friend. So tell us a little bit about how you've been able to maintain intentional relationships. You've had very long-term friendships with a lot of people.
Yeah, you have to make it happen. And I'm thinking when God speaks to Adam, it's not good that you're alone. It's kind of the beginning of a rough season for Adam because Eve comes on the scene and the whole thing starts going sideways. Yeah. Maybe friends are more important in your hard seasons, and that's when you don't feel like reaching out.
Yeah. Right.
You kind of want to withdraw. You want to hide. You don't want them to know your kids are going through a problem. You're going through a crisis or whatever. Yeah. So I've tried to keep those relationships, especially in the hard season. So right now we're dealing with pandemics and economies and politics. Maybe your friends are more important now than if things ever get back to what we call normal.
Right.
So yeah, I think recognize it's, your friends are kind of like your doctor. You don't talk to them when everything's good. But when you're not feeling good, that's the one you call. And I can call Jeff and say, oh, my kids have gone crazy, or my wife needs healing, or, right? And really, that's what friends are for.
Yeah, right.
Well, but intentionally, like God, you know, we live in this age of that things have been created for us to make it easier. So use what is it at your disposal. Right. I mean, you've got texting, you've got FaceTime, you've got, we do Marco Polo, where you have a video that you can touch each other at any time, and then they can watch it at their end at any time and respond in video, because video to me, I want that feel that text doesn't give. I have a few people, literally all over the globe, that I have video conversations with, because the feel and the talk, it just works. So I might find that the things that you can put into your world that are amazing creations of today. I mean, my mom used to have to write her, when we lived in the Seattle area, or the Washington area, my mom wrote her mom a letter every week that lived in Illinois. But they stayed in contact. They used what was at available, that time.
Yeah. Right.
The availability. Find what's available and use it.
That's good. That's because that's number two. Be available. Mm-hmm. Which is an interesting thing, because so oftentimes we think friendship is happens like right here. Mm-hmm. But being available is like what you guys were doing with Marco Polo. You find vehicles to make that friendship last and perpetuate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of the things I think is important for all of us to learn is, when we say be available, that doesn't mean drop everything and answer every text immediately that your friend sends you.
Wait, what are you saying?
I'm not supposed to.
Listen up. I've got an argument going on here. I need healing. All right, so here's the thought, though. It's like set aside time when you can, but then again, don't expect if you send a friend a note or a text or a message or whatever that it gets immediately answered. But always make sure you as friend answer. And make sure you put that line of communication. That's what I like about the Marco Polo thing, is you can record a thought and then watch it, whatever, an hour, two hours, 4 hours later.
Next day.
The next day and connect that way. So just make sure you stay available for your friends. Also, be available to them when they need it. Like Casey mentioned, you know, that availability of when you're going through a tough time. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit more about that. I think that's hugely important.
Yeah, well, Wendy and I have been together 42 years now, 43. So kids are in their 30s, grandkids coming along. Stuff happens, right? I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
You're going to have your children, you're going to have some crises. You're going to go through some difficulties. Maybe it's financial, maybe it's physical. Wendy's been diagnosed with cancer. I've been through the hepatitis, whatever. So, yeah, I think that you have to be able to share with people, have people that will use their faith.
Yeah.
Right? When I call Jeff and say, hey, I'm facing pneumonia, Jeff doesn't say, oh, wow, should I call the lawyer?
we call on the great physician for you.
You know, have people that will believe with you, who will stand with you, and be gracious, because your friends will get through their trial. Don't let that identify them. Oh, man, they're always having a problem. Right. Well, real friends help each other through those problems.
Right.
And, you make us better and help us overcome.
Yeah, that's great. Which brings us to, that's really number three, B, is be encouraging. one of the things that we can all be for each other is cheerleaders.
Yeah.
I think, you know, Beth and I have over the years have realized that there's a lot of people that you know, but not a lot of people are intentional about encouraging you, mm-hmm. not just in the bad seasons or the tough times, but encourage you in the good things, to celebrate with you when you're celebrating. Can you kind of address that a little bit?
Yeah, no, I think that's huge. And boy, if we ever needed people to be encouraging and in our corners, it's now, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you know, I heard a quote years ago, and it kind of is another B, but it dovetails with this. And I love the quote. It says, "The secret to being interesting is to be interested."
Mm.
And I think the more interested we are in other people's life, even the Apostle Paul said about Timothy, because Timothy, they have nobody like you who's interested in others. Everybody's interested in their own stuff.
Yeah.
But to be interested in others is such a huge quality.
Mm-hmm.
And in friendship, then it gives you the ability, you actually know what's happening in somebody's life, to cheer them on or to encourage them or to pray for them, or like Casey said, to inject them with the spirit of faith. And I feel like, you know, in this season, it's easy to be isolated.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's easy to withdraw and kind of be down and depressed or cynical or who knows what.
Right.
But be interested in other people. And we found the best way to be interested is ask questions.
Yeah.
Be a good question asker, and then you'll find out things that you wouldn't just know about somebody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then when you are in, you know, the thing that always is a quality, maybe a learned quality for some, because maybe you just didn't learn this, but when you think of a question to ask and then be interested in listening to what they say, and don't in your own mind be answering it too at the same time. Like, oh wait, as soon as they get done speaking their words, I'm going to say this right after that. You know, or like the other thing that does get me sometimes with people is that you tell a story. You're like, this happened to me. And then as soon as you get done, the person tells you their story, but you didn't acknowledge what the person just said to you. You were so interested in telling your story that you forgot to be interested in, you know, they say, yeah, I had this pain, I had this hurt, but then you didn't acknowledge their story. So that builds friendship, and it builds interest in them, and it stops always being the you always in the story of life. And it also is a biblical, but you know, Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given. And so there is a real principle in building friendship, is that you learn how to give your ear of listening. You give your thoughtfulness. You give your words of encouragement. Because sometimes we are lonely because, you know, why doesn't anybody like me? Well, you don't give to the people around you. You're only wanting to get.
That's good. That asking questions is an interesting thing, because Wendy asked us the question yesterday as we were hanging out together. This is a great question, because they don't have to be super deep. You know,
right.
Like, oh, I got to ask questions.
Fun.
Just fun question. The question was, what three food items would you bring to heaven with you? And that was
a good Thanksgiving discussion.
Well, and the
turkey
is,
dressing, sweet potatoes.
Yeah. Yours were so different.
They all had
at your table, though.
They all had healthy, really good food. I'm like chewy sweet tarts,
potato chips.
But then we got to laughing about it. So yeah, we're going to the marriage supper of the Lamb. What dish are you bringing? Beth's bringing sweet tarts.
Yeah.
It's her hot lunch.
Chewy sweet tarts.
Yeah, chewy sweet tarts.
He's bringing salmon.
Hey.
That was fun.
That was funny.
It was a great Thanksgiving.
But one thing, can we talk about, because we were talking about being available, and I think one thing that's important, because like in our case, we live in two different states.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many of you have friends in town, and that's awesome. But you may not. You may have family and friends elsewhere. And so then, to be intentional and available, it costs money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You have to buy an airplane ticket.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You have to rent a car. You have to meet up somewhere. But you invest in the friendship, because friendship without history is just an acquaintance.
Mm.
What gives you the richness is the history.
Yeah.
Because now you have memories and funny things. Like, oh, remember when we went on the Alaskan cruise?
Yes.
Oh, remember when we did? But that just takes time, money, intentionality, and I think that's an important one, especially these days.
Yeah.
They don't happen accidentally.
Yeah.
And there's always a cost.
Yeah.
You have to be willing to pay the price. Not huge, not exorbitant, but you have to make the investment to have the real friendships.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So Casey, talk to us a little bit about intentionality in terms of who your friends are going to be.
Mm.
And what do you do if you've got people in your life that maybe they're not good for you? Remember that verse in 1 Corinthians 15 talks about bad company corrupts good people.
Yep.
How do you distance yourselves? Talk us through that a little bit.
Yeah, to me, it's not where you are, it's where it seems, and sometimes you don't know, but where people seem to be going, right? So I've made some great friends, but I first met them in the middle of a crisis, right? Their business had just failed. Their church had just collapsed. Their marriage was struggling. And in that moment, I connected and was able to be a part of their life. So I'm watching, is this crisis like defining them? Is this like just the next thing or the latest thing? Or are they really moving in a godly direction and finding God's will for their life? And I was able to help them move along. And so you can't be friends with people who are just living in a disaster all the time. But people who move through things, those are the people you can connect with. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it takes time.
Yeah.
But I have friends who've been through the divorce, been through the cancer, been through the heart attack. And I stayed faithful and hung in there with them. And on the other side, I'm so glad that I did.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sometimes it's hard to tell at first. Is this a lasting relationship or short-term relationship?
Yeah.
But those ones that last, they're gold.
Sure. Well, that's a key point because what you want to do is you want to create friendships with people that are moving in the same direction you are.
Right.
And if their lives are spinning out of control or they're heading a different direction that's not leading you down the pathway, like we're saying, pathway of faith, the pathway of seeing victory in the things that you accomplish. Mm-hmm. You really want to hang out with those people that lead you someplace rather than hold you back. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that we found during this pandemic is it is a time to reinvent. And so
that's a good book.
That's a great book. And that's, of course, a shameless plug for the book.
It's available.
It's available at Amazon. Please buy it. But it's a great time to reinvent friendships because you can just really take an inventory of the friendships you have. And maybe it's time to reignite some friendships that you have. And you know this, there's people in your life that you've lost touch with. But actually, if you connected with them again, you probably pick up right where you left off. Mm-hmm. And it might be a very good thing for you to do that. And don't let distance, like Beth said, don't let distance stop you from doing that.
Well, I think in relationships, you know, especially in this time of such isolation, which God doesn't go for isolation. Just read the Bible, man. He's constantly putting us together. So this is not of God that we're always in isolation. But I'm like, every day, do something intentionally that's going to build in relationships. Whether it's a text, whether it's a call, whether it's a note that you could send, even in the mail. I have a couple friends and they're not even old, but they love to send things in the mail. And I'm like, and when I get it, I love it. I don't send it myself. But you can use the avenues that are out there. Intentionally do something on a regular basis.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
There's a couple of books. If you say, man, I struggle with relationships, these are classics, but one's called The Friendship Factor by Alan Lloyd McGinnis. He tells a story about letter writing, that there were some very famous people that had these incredible friendships over decades, but they just wrote letters. I mean, like two guys or two girls. It wasn't like, you know, romantic. Mm-hmm. It was just friends writing letters to one another and communicating. So I think that's great. Mm-hmm. That's a good, good call. All right, I have a question for you guys. Here we are in the pandemic season. We just came out of an election. We still don't know who's going to be our president. There's a lot of polarization, a lot of things happening, even amongst friendships and in families you know, bonds have been broken and it's very not good. Mm-hmm. What is your advice to people, both family and friends, to build those bonds, to be wise, maybe, what would you say?
Yeah, well, for Wendy and I, we really have decided what's most important, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of things are important, but what's most important? And most important is loving God, loving people, helping them be healthy and whole. Yeah. Less important, political debates, right? So we've had to focus on those things. Yeah. In our church, half our congregation probably voted one way. The other half probably voted another way. So I'm not going to talk about voting.
Yeah. Right.
Well, some people would say that's not good. But I would say we have a higher calling. And that's to connect with Christ and to help people know Christ. And I often ask our church, as passionate as you are for your party or your candidate, Are you that passionate for Jesus?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you talk as much about the Lord as you talk about these things in the world?
Yeah.
So find what's important. Focus on those things.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, in Jesus, if we would really step back, all of us, including, you know, hello, I'm just going to put my hand up there, you know, because I am passionate about a lot of things. But, you know, one of the things that has kind of helped me also keep things into perspective is, well, just know a little bit of history. Just history alone shows that there has been all kinds of things happening. There's good, bad, and ugly. Yeah. There are people that wanted this and wanted that. And then also, I also say, well, I could be living in Iran right now. I could live in China right now. I could be living in North Korea right now.
Right.
They're not voting in Russia.
Right. They're not voting. Right. So instead of getting myself all stirred up about today, if we don't do this, everything's going to be destroyed. You know, because we kind of have that. The devil loves to bring in that hate and that divisive spirit. So I kind of remind myself, wait. There have been some really horrible things in history, and all people of opinion had to live through that. There have been some destructive things going on all across our country, I mean, our globe right now. So I think that instead of getting all stirred up over the political part of life, I'm going to go ahead on and just be grateful and be kind-hearted and not try to convince everybody about my belief right now. My only thing that I want to convince everybody about is say yes to Jesus, period. Because we will walk into heaven, and there will be people that I think Jesus will say, okay, you go to this room to learn something. You go to this room.
You go sit with Jeff Jones for a while.
Because we're not right. None of us are all right because we're human.
True.
We're human, and we bring in all of our history, all of our own thoughts. So we kind of have to step back and not be mad.
Yeah, that's awesome. No, that's great.
Which brings us to our final B, and that's perfect introduction to it. Be you, and particularly in friendships. You know, I think in life, so oftentimes we try to be what somebody else thinks, what we think they think we should be, and rather than just resting in the fact that God created each of us uniquely different, we're different on purpose, and so because of that, celebrate your own uniquenesses, but don't try to be somebody else, particularly with your friends. You want to find people that just accept you for who you are, you know, scars and all, or whatever. I mean, just learn to be you. Don't you think that's an important aspect of friendship?
When you be you, you can be relaxed.
Yeah,
right.
And that's a lot better than living nervous.
Yeah.
I think that's so good because, you know, sometimes, like you guys are saying, you have in your mind what people, what you think they think you're supposed to be, but maybe you're a goofball. Maybe you're like...
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know.
Maybe you're married to a goofball.
I would.
But it's better, like everybody's saying, just be relaxed, be yourself. You're going to have a whole lot more fun, and you're going to enjoy the relationships, too, because you're not having to put on something.
Right. And we're not all supposed to be the same. I think that sometimes is a hard thing, because I am more of a... I don't always laugh at... I mean, I laugh all the time, but I have a seriousness sometimes that I'm like... Oh, I wish I was more of a goony person. But I just get around people like that.
Yeah. Help.
Trying to brush a balance
here. Pointing in this direction. But
it is really learning how to just say, you know what, it's okay that I'm a quieter person or I'm a louder person or I'm a med. You know, like, it's just be who you are because you're needed in the whole.
That's good. Excellent. All right, wrap us up with something on relationships. What do you put a bow on this whole thing for?
Well, in this Thanksgiving season, you remember Jesus when he's raising Lazarus out of the tomb, right? And all of us are trying to get out of the tomb or out of the basement or out of wherever we've been. And Jesus says, Father, I thank you for you have heard me. Yes. And that was the beginning of the miracle. And Lazarus came forth. And I think if all of us would start our prayer or our conversation with what we're thankful for and thanking God that he's at work, that could be the beginning of some real change, some healing, some miraculous turnaround in our lives. And, hey, God's not finished with us. The world's not over because of COVID or the political issues. God's got his hand on our lives, and we are thankful for that.
Amen. That's awesome. Amen. That's a good word. So it's a time to just be reminded that we gather together as a church family to encourage one another and to grow in our relationship with each other. That's why people who come to church looking for it to be perfect will be always disappointed, because there's no perfect people, there's no perfect families, there's no perfect churches. But God brings us together to encourage us and to grow together in relationships. And so whether you're watching this online, in person, whatever situation comes to where we are able to gather together, let's make sure that we're intentional on building friendships and being thankful for them. Let's pray together. Father, thank you so much for making us the way you did. In your wisdom, you created us with the need of relationships. And so we pray for those that might be struggling in this area, that just you'll help them begin to see themselves with more confidence as a person who should have friends, a person who needs friends. And so, God, we ask you to open up doors of opportunities for them to make connections that are healthy and whole for them. Father, we pray for those that are struggling with relationships they probably need to get out of. Help them to move in a positive direction, to walk into all the perfectness that you have for them. And so, Lord, we just thank you for it. We believe it. We call for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.